Planet with Kiss. All right, free gas in a second. And what do you do on the 4th of July? I got a suggestion for you. Very cool. We'll be hosting something, and it's to celebrate 250. Well, it's not my party. It's the mouse's party.
He loves me not. He loves me. He holds me tight, then lets me go. He loves me not. He loves me. He holds me tight, then lets me go. See right now, I need you. I'll meet you somewhere now. You up now. I see you. I get you. Take care now. Slow down. Be cool. I miss you. Come here now. It's yours now. Keep it. I'll hold on until now. I need you right now.
It is Kiss FM. All right, so just announced this morning, 4th of July, big celebration, America 250, 250th birthday of America. And depending on what you're doing, I have an idea, less than three weeks away from the 4th of July. And I recommend this new special that was just announced this morning. It's Disney Celebrates America, Nashville Star Spangled Bash. It's 24 hours live. On all the Disney platforms, ABC, Disney, ESPN app, all the platforms. 24 hours live from July 3rd, the night of, through July 4th, the day of. And then I'll be hosting the night of July 4th, the Star Spangled Bash from Nashville live.
That's cool. What is that going to entail? What do we got?
It's kind of like New Year's Rock and Eve, but in the summer, honestly.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like New Year's Eve, but in short sleeves.
So like performances, I'm assuming. Yes?
Yeah, it's live performances in Nashville. I think a few hundred thousand people are expected in downtown Nashville. We're going to have one of the world's largest fireworks displays and drone shows live. You've got Nick Jonas, Sublime, Boyz II Men, All-American Rejects, Neo, a bunch more.
That's awesome.
And the other thing is it's going to be broadcast live on ABC, same time Disney Plus, same time ESPN, same time Freeform, same time FX, same time Hulu, same time Nat Geo.
Whoa, talk about domination.
it'll be everywhere, basically. Mm-hmm. I think it's a big deal to celebrate 250 years of this country.
Yeah. It's insane that it's only 250 years. When you compare the word 250 million years the dinosaurs ruled the world. Yeah. Like,
wow.
It's crazy to me.
I think you knew that fact.
I'm watching the dinosaur show with Maxon right now.
This is not ancient Rome. Okay. It's not ancient Rome.
No.
But it is something to celebrate.
We're babies.
250 years. We are babies. So anyway, that new news, but you'll be hearing more about that. It's 8 p.m. It starts with the music portion. Disney Celebrates America. And also all the parks will be doing things at the same time. We'll go live to all the parks around the country, including probably the one right here. You know, England, over 1,000 years old.
It's still not 250 million years.
Well, is that true?
It is.
How does anybody know?
I'm watching the dinosaurs series.
Okay, but how do they actually
know? Morgan Freeman told me on the show. Mm. You listen to Morgan Freeman.
It's true, that voice. Coming up next, Free Gas.
102.7 KISS FM.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
We know.
They say the holy water's watered down. And this town's lost its faith. Our colors will fade eventually. So if our time is running out, day after day, we'll make the mundane a masterpiece. Oh my, my, oh my, my love. I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. I want you laying me down till we're dead and buried. On the edge of your knife, staying drunk on your ride. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found something so wild. We'll be ordinary. You got me kissing the ground. We'll be sanctuary. Shadow me with your touch. Will Lord return me to dust? The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found hopeless holiday.
Two free gas 7 days a week. Call 102 right now, 800-520-1027. Ryan's Rose is next.
102.7 KISS FM.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Well, you know that.
Ra ra ah, 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 Roma, Roma, ma, ga, ga, ooh, la, la, what's your bad romance? called your bad romance.
From ball in to the final bucket, the Big Three is all about culture, community, and high-stakes competition. That's why we've teamed up with Verizon, the network that stays as connected to the community as we do. You need a network that can handle the heat of the summer season. No matter where you are in L.A., slide into your neighborhood Verizon retail stores today and see how we're bringing the Big Three energy to your city. It's all access, all season, all Verizon.
You
better wake up.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
She's so funny.
On LA's number one hit music station.
102.7 KISS FM.
Just might reverse.
LA's number one at Music Station, Seacrest with you, Ryan's Roses, next to Kiss.
Still open.
It's time for Ryan's Roses on Kiss FM. Valerie in Anaheim. So let's get to it. She would never cheat, but her husband thinks she is. He's paranoid. Valerie, why does he think you're cheating? What's this all about?
Well, that's the thing. I've never cheated on anyone in my life. But all of a sudden, he checks where I am, asks who I text, like makes little comments. Like,
was there an episode or a scene or something that made him concerned? Somebody at work, somebody that you're hanging out with, any like tangible thing?
No, not that I can think of. It's just been really strange. I'm exhausted from defending myself and explaining everything.
How long have you been with this guy married?
We've been married 4 years.
And what do your friends say about it?
They're saying that, like, it probably means he's guilty of cheating himself because, you know, he's turning it around on me.
This is a very likely, therapist might tell you, experts might say, this is a likely scenario. When someone is, what is it called? Deflecting, right?
Right, yeah.
They're blaming you, but they're actually the ones doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you eat too much cheesecake.
Right.
That's because they know that they eat too much cheesecake, but they blame you. All right, I don't need to know much more. Yeah. I think this is interesting. It could go either way in my mind. I hope it goes the good way. Any idea who he might be cheating with?
I mean, he's a mechanic, like maybe someone who came in to get their car fixed.
Oh, like a client. Customer.
All right, hang on. Let's see what we can find out.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7.
Kiss FM.
Give me your attention, baby. I gotta tell you a little something about yourself. You walk around here like you wanna be someone else. Ooh, whoa. I know that you don't know it, but you're fine, so fine. Fine, so fine. Ooh, whoa.
Girl, rock with it, girl. Show them it, girl. With a bang bang, bounce with it, girl. Dance with it, girl. Get with it, girl. With a bang bang.
Come on, come on, turn the radio on. It's Friday night and I won't be long. Gotta do my hair, put my makeup.
To the floor and me see your energy because me not play no hide and seek. What is it the thing you ever make me feel weak, girl? Free! Cause anytime you whine and catch it, the selector pull it up and put it for repeat, girl. Me not touch a dollar in my pocket, cause nothing in this world ain't more than what you worth.
I don't need no money.
You worth more than diamond, more than gold.
As long as I can feel the beat.
Men, the beat just take control.
As long as I keep dancing.
Free up yourself, get out of control.
Baby, I
I'm
so different around me. Cause you're a good girl and you know it. I know exactly who you could be. Oh, just hold on, I'm going home. Hold on, I'm going home. It's hard to do these things alone. Just hold on, I'm going home.
Single morning
on LA's number one hit music station,
102.7 Kiss FM.
I'm freezing outside, feel my skin tight, my coat is inside. When I look up at you, I check your pain right. Well, when you're in tonight, tell me when is the next time I'll run into you. It sounds insane, right? I'll take the same flight. Wait at your bedside, I'll land right next to you. I'm going stateside.
If you're listening to us, we appreciate it. You can get on the iHeartRadio app. It's in real time for free. Got a 4-pack of tickets at Disneyland right now. Call 102-800-520-1027. And Ryan's Roses, call is next.
I can't move on, baby doll. Wait, no calls, flipping through stations. I'm outclassed, it's outrageous. I'll take it all. Looking for somebody different, cause my daddy was a pimp. My mama had issues, but I miss her anyway. Oh, baby, don't. Please don't call me for the wrong reason. We both know exactly what I'm thinking. Weeks pass and I never grow tired, cause I never said never and I barely ever lie. I'm on the road to an original place and out of space. I didn't make it up, but you can't find it on the phone or a globe, and I can take you with me if you really wanna go. Oh, baby, don't. I can't move on.
I can't move on, baby, don't.
Kiss FM. Time for Ryan's Roses, the phone call. We met Valerie in Anaheim. She's got a paranoid husband, thinks that she's cheating. She would never do it. It's like all the sudden, all out of the blue, he's saying this. And she can't figure out why. And her friends are like, well, if he's so committed to thinking that you're cheating, he might be the one doing it. He's a mechanic. Works at the shop. Sisney says, oh, hooking up with a client.
Could be.
Why? Why do you think a client? Like, how do you hook up?
Like, well, I mean, a cute girl could have came in trying to get her car fixed and they got to know each other.
Hey, you're keeping my car overnight. Could you give me a ride home? That kind of
maybe.
Thing.
Maybe. You never know. Wow, I mean, wow. He probably sees a lot of customers throughout the day.
So, Valerie, we're going to call your husband in 4 years and see if we can find out what's going on here. Are your friends right? I wish there were trust here. But, Valerie, if you would just say, Ryan, you have my permission to call and then his name. Go ahead.
Okay, Ryan, you have my permission to call.
All right, we're going to call him now. Be very quiet. Let's see if we can find out. Sissy's going to offer him some roses. The whole idea here is when offered romantic roses, who does he think of first? Is it his wife of 4 years, or is it someone else? Okay, here we go. Good luck.
Hi, is this Nate?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, my name is Dina. I'm calling from Magical Blooms. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good.
Great. So I'm calling because we deliver here locally and surrounding areas throughout Orange County, and we're offering a free promotion. So these are a free dozen red roses that you can send to anybody that you'd like today. I don't need cash from you or credit card info. It's just a promotion that we do about once a week, and you've been selected.
Okay, so this is totally free, serious offer.
Yeah, it's not a subscription or anything like that. So is there anybody you'd want to send roses to? We would just need their name, and you can write a note.
Can you hold on just 1 second?
Of course.
Okay, hang on. Okay.
Hey, Pablo, come here a minute. Yeah, hey, do you want to get back at Cheryl? I got an idea. We can get some roses sent to you. Yeah, you can post it like on Instagram. She'll see it and she'll get so. Yeah. Okay. Are you still there?
Yes. Hi.
Yeah. Can you send them to Pablo?
Great. And what would you like to put on the card for Pablo?
Actually, hang on. Make it Pablito and. If you don't mind, put with love from your secret admirer.
Okay. Are you the secret admirer?
No. But
that's okay.
So, yeah, Pablo is one of my coworkers, and he just got dumped, unfortunately. But he'll post the roses on Instagram, make his ex like super dumb. Yeah. So,
all right.
That's a good idea, right? It was my idea, but I asked Pablo. He thought it was hilarious.
I kind of love it. Yeah.
I love this. Nate. It's Nate. It's Ryan Seacrest. Your voice is being broadcast on the radio. And good on ya.
I'm on the radio?
good on ya.
This is good on ya, bro. That was awesome that you sent Pablito the roses so his ex will see that he's already got somebody that's like into him. Well done. It's good looking out, actually.
Right, you know, like you were thinking of Pablito.
The thing is, we're calling about a different reason.
Oh, no.
You married to a woman named Valerie?
Yes.
And how's your trust in terms of your trust in the relationship with Valerie? Relax, you two. I'm getting somewhere.
I mean, it's my wife. Yeah. I'm sorry. What is this about? I don't understand why I'm on the radio.
You are on the radio. We have met your wife, and she has told us that you have trust issues and that you think she's cheating on you.
You think that I'm cheating on her. That's absolutely insane. I'd never do that.
No, she thinks that you think that she's cheating on you. Right?
Well,
wait, say it again.
Wait, do you think your wife is cheating on you?
Listen, So is this like this whole thing is a prank or something?
No, this whole thing is about.
I don't really have time for this. I don't really have time.
Your wife is on the phone, Nate, and she is being told that the reason that you're paranoid about her cheating is because you're doing it yourself. Full stop. That's why we're calling. So are you cheating on your wife? Are you hooking up with somebody at this shop?
Absolutely not. I would never do that. I love my wife.
Then why do you think your wife is cheating on you, bro?
Okay, so it's not that I think that she's, you know, for sure cheating or anything. It's just, you know, everyone we meet comments about how hot she is and always says, you know, makes some kind of comment of like, hey, how did you get her? Like, what does she see in you? All that kind of stuff. And yeah, it makes me nervous, honestly.
Well, that's great. You have a beautiful wife. I mean, that's great. And, you know, she loves you. And from what I understand, she could tell you the same thing because she's on the phone. She wouldn't cheat on you. She's not cheating on you. Valerie, isn't that what you told me?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here. I would never cheat on you. Like, I've never given you a reason not to trust me.
I see how guys look at you, you know? Like, when we went to the beach over Memorial Day, like, they were all looking at you, all gawking.
But wouldn't you rather have that than not? Kind of.
I mean, I guess.
It's not a bad thing.
I don't care about random people looking at me. Like, I love you.
This is and like, yeah.
I love you too, more than anything. It's just, it's hard to believe that sometimes, you know? Like, I don't, you're out of my league. I don't see what you're seeing me.
That's beautiful. But, this is poetic, bro. Everybody wants to find somebody out of their league. That's what we want. Mm-hmm. That's the ultimate wish. You know who's got real trouble? You just got real problems? Pablito. This guy's actually single.
Yeah,
Pablito's
true.
Out there and he's having you send him roses. He's got real problems. You've got no problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to let you guys go and hopefully your bond is tighter and your bond is closer. And I think that's what we want. We want someone out of our league. So we're always trying hard to make it work. Right?
It's true.
Yeah. Tanya?
Yes. Poor Pablito.
Yeah. Poor guy, Pablo. Love him. Don't know him, but I love him. I actually quite like Nate.
Yeah, same. That's right.
Quite like Nate.
What you got to lose? Make up your mind. Tell me, what are you going to do?
102.7 Kiss FM. Quote of the day to get you sort of, you know, because if you miss a beat, break the rhythm, I mean, you fall behind, all that stuff. So I'm going to try and get you like going on a Monday, like on the right track so you can keep the momentum alive. That's coming up in a second. But first, remember how stressed out Tanya was when we had the wedding that I hosted and
officiated.
Host the wedding.
Yeah, basically I did host the wedding.
Did you pay for
opening.
It?
No.
No.
Yeah, I paid for it. I paid for it by my time.
So did we.
I was there for 3 days.
As guests, they wanted to attend, but I'm just saying, you can't just say you hosted her wedding. You're making it seem like you paid for the whole wedding.
No, you
didn't.
Officiated. No.
I was the on-air host of her wedding.
No also, on again, air. It was no not on the air.
Closed circuit host. Whatever. I had to hold a microphone.
You're the officiant.
Officiant. And I'm available still, if anybody wants. I'm ordained. So anyway, she was all like, what do we do if it rains? I'm like, we do the same thing. You just go walk in under the tent or the overhang.
No overhang. We had no overhang.
I didn't host the wedding. So I would have had, if I would have hosted, I would have the overhang rain plan. Anyway, the best day of the week to avoid rain, Monday. Why Monday?
That's ridiculous.
Interesting. No, Monday. Scientists say. The theory is less pollution over the weekend, so there's less dust in the air, which influences rainfall. I didn't know that. But if you're going to plan something, Monday's the day to plan.
Yeah, like a holiday weekend would be smart.
Yeah, right. So there you go. Today's quote, good decisions come from experience. Experience comes from making bad decisions.
Ooh.
It's like, how do I get a job in a commercial or on TV if I'm not SAG-AFTRA?
Exactly.
Remember that? You have to Taft-Hartley or something? Mark, you know what I'm talking about?
You can't
until you're in the... Right, but you can't work unless you're in the union. I remember going through that whole thing. How do you solve that equation? Same thing here with this quote. 102.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. You're on.
I know I have good judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise I'm not your different.